You have been given a direct order to rock the fuck out.
Rock out like the streets are empty except for you, your bicycle, and your headphones. Rock out like your lips will just place into a breakdancing muse with legs that go all the way up. Rock out like closures, clearinghouses ringing your front door. Rock out like you'll never have to open up a textbook again. Rock out like you get paid to disturb the peace. Rock out like music is all that you got. Rock out like your life depended on it, fool, because it does. Rock out like you're the international speedball champion in the entire universe. Rock out like you just escaped the orphanage to join a Russian circus. Rock out like you're enslaved in the sound of your dancing as we move to Paris. Rock out like it's raining outside and you got a girl to run through. Rock out like you threw your window open on your honeymoon because the whole world don't love this. Rock out like Jimmy has returned carrying brand new guitar strings. Rock out like the mango guns. Rock out like the record player won't skip. Rock out like this was the last weekend, like these were the last words, like you'll ever want to forget how.
Good evening, welcome. Good evening, welcome. You are listening to This Shit Is Delicious with your hosts, Walker Staples and Whitney Schuster, who yet again is late. So this evening, if you are listening, we are going to be doing a more chill show, probably, maybe. And we're going to be kicking things off with a song called Bone Chaos in the Castle by Khaki King off of Dreaming of Revenge. Khaki King played in Northampton last weekend, and I imagine they were great, or she was great. So here we go, Bone Chaos in the Castle. Was Bone Chaos in the Castle by a band called Khaki King off of Dreaming of Revenge. Whitney is in the studio with us now.
Khaki King.
Khaki King played in Northampton last Saturday and probably was awesome.
God damn it.
Maybe Friday. Yeah, she's great.
All the good stuff happens when I'm away.
I know. Well, I didn't go either. I went out to dinner or something.
Walker, you're getting your beard back.
I am getting my beard back. It's really exciting. It's my face is warmer. I can stick pencils in it again. Things are looking up.
That's wonderful, and it totally coincides with the good weather coming back.
It totally does. I mean, my beard is basically good weather.
On your face.
Good weather on my beard is good weather on my face.
So we're both in a kind of
chill.
Yeah, kind of a chill mood tonight, which is somewhat rare in the year, because usually we kind of start out the show trying to be in a more chill mood and end up escalating to various heights of insanity.
Involving sweat and lack of shirts.
And dirt and screaming.
Often
and
humping.
Yeah, lots of humping. And Walker standing horizontally on my legs, defying gravity. Anyway.
It's pretty great. You have to be here.
Yeah,
by the way,
you
guys are always all welcome to come down and hang
everyone,
out with us in the yurt. Please.
Everyone and anyone.
That would be great. We feed off energy.
Yeah.
Energy.
We feed off your human energy.
We both need energy right now. We're gonna be going to play music with each other after this at 10 o'clock at night.
Music that requires a good amount of energy.
Anyway, do you have music
for
us, Whitney?
Yes, this is off. This is a band called Moving Mountains.
Oh, hey. I bet a really cool person showed you them.
I don't know. It's all right. He only showed me one of my favorite songs in the absolute world.
Yeah, no big deal, whatever. You know, we don't really care about music that much
here. It doesn't
here.
Really matter, because, you know, we don't really care that much about music.
Just doesn't matter!
But,
It just doesn't matter! It just doesn't matter! Anybody? That's
no.
The movie?
No.
Okay, never mind.
I'm sorry.
I
feel
Woody
like that
Allen.
Would be really cool if I knew what you were talking about.
It has, like, Woody Allen, and then, I don't know. Or maybe it's Woody, I don't know. Anyway, fuck it. Sorry, go ahead.
So this is off their album, Numa? Is that how you
Numa.
Pronounce it? Numa. It's got a P-N-U-M-A. Silent P at the beginning. And this is probably my favorite track off the album.
And it's not Ode?
No, it's not Ode. Well,
I'm
mean,
sort
it,
of, I'm sort of
if anything, here. It's probably a tie with Ode.
Okay, that's fine.
But this is 8105.
Oh, yeah. What a great song.
Yeah!
I have no idea, Walker. What the hell are we listening to? That was 8105 by Moving Mountains off the album Numa. And it is it the album that's a concept album, or are they a concept band?
I think it's the album that's a concept album. It's a love story between the Anthony and the Sun.
Which is so beautiful and comes out in many different shades on the album. The first half has kind of a darker, more somber feel to it, and then the second half is kind of a joyous resolution. And it's a beautiful work of art as individual songs and as an album, which is something I always appreciate.
So now we're going to listen to a song requested by my brother.
Yay,
song,
requests!
I know, right? They're allowed. This song's called Wanna Come Up to My Room and Listen to Bell and Sleep
Best. I would do that with anyone.
What?
What?
A song by a man called This Time Nick Jones. And it's fantastic. So without further ado.
not quite up to her. Now there's nothing left to say. Just good night.
Hey, Whitney, you want to come back to my room and listen to some Belle and Sebastian?
I would do that any time of day. Or listen to that song.
I don't know what. Well, okay. Anyway.
I don't know what that was.
So, hey, guess what we have?
What do we have, Walker?
We have a shout out!
That's right, we do.
Go ahead.
To a postal superhero, we're giving you this shout out. And,
yay, Jim Patton, you're awesome!
You know what?
If you're listening to this and you're not Jim Patton, Jim is the guy at the post office who always smiles at you and
always knows your name. Always knows your name before he reads your card.
And is wonderful and gives you the boxes and says, have an awesome day. And you just feel awesome when you leave the post office because Jim is such a fantastic person.
Yep.
So shout out to Jim because he's listening right now. And he's wonderful and thank you for listening. One of the better people on this campus easily. So, I guess it's Whitney's turn to play music again.
Absolutely. I'm going to give the other turntable a shot because I feel like the sound was a little fuzzy with that first one. But this is a song by a band / kind of solo project called Mansions.
Oh, hey.
It's this dude. Do you know Mansions?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Another band I found on.
No way.
Yeah.
That's
he did the
dope.
That song about traveling.
Traveling?
Never mind. Anyway, yeah.
Holidays?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I stumbled across him when I was 13. I was like, why does nobody know about this person?
That's insane. Yeah, this is his album. What the fuck is this album called? New Best Friends, that's right. And it's one of my absolute favorite albums.
Yeah. Wow.
This song is
called... I've been trying to remember their name for years, his name.
He's a great, great songwriter.
Really fantastic.
And this song is called Millions of Pieces.
No way.
Thought of you as much of a friend, as much as an audience girl.
Welcome back. You're listening to This Shit Is Delicious. Broadcasting live from the Yurt on the Hampshire campus, on Yurt Radio, on the internet, where we can swear if we want to. Shit. I wonder if that the FCC rules extend to swears in foreign languages. Like, if I were doing, like, sports talk television, if I could be like, mailed!
I imagine if it was a popular language, like Spanish or French,
what if, like,
problem with it.
What if everybody decided that one word was, like, was going to be a new swear word?
The entire world, you mean?
It's just like, everybody's like, did you ever read Frindle?
Yeah.
What, so, like, that, like, what if I were just, like, zoinkers! And, like, that were, like, that were worse than fuck.
What if Frindle happened over the entire world and it was, like, just the worst word anyone can imagine? Anyone have any ideas? You can call in. Tell us a story.
Frindle me! I want to know your plans by Say Anything off of Is a Real Boy.
Just won't cut it. Well, what can I say? You're what keeps me believing the world's not gone dead. Strengthen my bones, put the words in my head when they pour out to paper. It's all. That's what you do. I want to know your fear from your feet to the back of your ears when they raise the land. Stay here if you could forgive me for being so brash. Well, you could hit me or whip me. Oh, I'd savor each lash. That's what you do. No more fun.
till I die, till I rot. Oh, I'll remember you till I die, until I rot. You're what keeps me believing the world's not gone dead. Strength in my bones, put the words in my head. When they pour out to paper, it's all for you. You're what keeps me believing the world's not gone dead. Strength in my bones, put the words in my head. When they pour out to paper, it's all.
And now something very special is going to happen. Whitney is going to play you a song. Whitney, what are you going to play us?
It's the cover of the song 7 Years by Seosin. Check, mic check. Yeah, turn down the speakers though. Sorry, folks, this is the first time we've ever done this. Mic check, mic check.
Taking on 7 years, that Holy Ghost had left alone. Test my arms, kick like crazy, and I've been trying this way too long. Only push the whale to fight you. I'm sorry, I'm not sure. Get it off my chest. The story ends, and I will find a way without you. I will find a way without you. That mistake was gold, and I know that without you, it's something I could never do. That was why you stapled his eyelids for 7 days for me to sell machines in Tehran. 7 years, you assured me that I'd be fine if I complied. Only pushed the way out to fight you. I'm sorry, I'm not sure. Get it off my chest. The story ends, and I will find a way without you. I will find a way without. Gold, and I know that without you, it's something that I could.
never, ever, ever, ever. And that was why you stapled his eyelids for 7 days for me. Sell machines and tear them. Like I ever accused you. Don't treat me, I'm to blame. Don't treat me like I ever accused you. Don't treat me, I'm to blame. Don't treat me like I ever accused you. I'm sorry, son.
Should have closed with that. That was foolish of us.
I have a good closer.
Whitney, that was fucking beautiful.
I had no idea who came in the door. I was like, shit. Aw. Summer's sweet.
See?
Thank
you.
What?
Are
you a great music musician? Yeah.
That's true. Well, never mind. That was Whitney playing music. Whitney, what was that again?
It was 7 Years by Seosin, and I haven't played that in a long time, so I'm really glad I made it through it.
God damn, I have no idea how to follow that. Will you play us another?
I don't know.
Why don't you think about it?
That's a good one.
And we'll throw this on, and you can think about it.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. This is an acoustic cut of The Widow by the Mars Volta off of Francis the Mute.
He's got fast in black lungs, made of closed-splintered shards. They're the kind that will talk through a wheezing of shards. And I hear him every night, and every pore, and every time. It just makes me laugh. Dreaming at an answer, thinking of a shadow. I'm not high, cause I never, never sleep alone. Look at how they flock to him from an isle of open sores. He knows that the taste is such, such to die for. And I hear him every night, in every street. The scales that do sliver, deliver me proud. Dragon of an answer, creeping of a shame. Never tired, but I'm never sleep
for Whitney, angry white men yelling for 2 minutes. Oh, no, wait, here he comes. Great. More music from Whitney.
I don't play on Samantha enough. Samantha, I apologize.
You want to just finish this off with songs? Do you have, like, one more that we could do?
I'll finish you off anyway, Walker.
Well, you always finish me off, Whitney. You finish me off right.
I have, I actually had a closer in mind that's on an album that I brought, but, I'll give this one a shot. It's a bit of an awkward position.
Check things again.
Herp-a-derp. Herp-a-derp guitar. Uh-huh.
What are we hearing?
This is an acoustic cover in a really weird tuning that I came up with for a song called Her Middle Name Was Boom by Glassjaw, which has quite a bit of screaming in it, so it was kind of difficult to transpose, but I felt it was definitely needing an acoustic version.
Sweet.
So yeah, I haven't played this in about a year. let's give it a shot. Touch it, it's cold. If you drop it, it breaks. You hug it, it shakes. Hold it, it shakes. Ah, boom, she said. Oh, boom, she's dead. When it's home and I'm broken, let's fix. When it's home and I'm swollen, let's kiss. When it's home and we're walking chilly, she's waiting, willing. I'm so gracious. My name's Isaac. My name's Isaac. When it's home and I'm broken, let's fix. When it's home and I'm swollen, let's kiss. When it's home and we're walking chilly, she's waiting, willing. I'm so gracious. You.
Samantha, you made a funny note.
Welcome back, guys, everybody. I just came everywhere. All right. Well, I guess one more song from technology. I'm sorry, I just forgot how everything works. Whitney does this thing which some guitarists can do and most can't, which is like when he's playing, you really just sort of melt a little bit. It's really nice. I like it a lot.
You guys are too much.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to one-up you.
This is going to be our last song. It's called Key Without the E. Thank you guys for being here this evening. Cut from the team. I would really highly encourage you to sing along to this, because I was 18 when this was recorded. And,
I'd even say maybe stand up.
Yeah?
Yeah, stand up.
Quit being comfortable. Everybody up.
Let's dance.
Let's do this.
Stand up.
The song's called Key Without the E. Cut from the team.
Let's go.
Welcome back. You're listening to Yurt Radio. That was Taking Back Sunday.
Certainly was.
Oh, man. All right, so we have time for one more song. And we hope that you've enjoyed this very special edition of This Shit Is Delicious. And we will see you next week. Same time, same place. Whitney, what are we listening to?
This is really hard with no light.
By who?
But that's what she said.
That's a good one.
All right. I hope I placed it on the right spot in the record. This is one of my favorite albums of all time. Like, actually in my top five. This is Mama, I'm Swollen by Cursive. And this song is called What Have I Done? And it's a doozy.
Somebody likes that.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody. Thank you for listening. You're all beautiful.
Traveling salesman, 20 years old, stranded in Ann Arbor with a flat tire. I watched the sun sadly set in a younger I may have went, much older I wouldn't have noticed. But I was out there in the world. I was telling everyone back home that I was taking it by storm. Instead, I watched it from the roadside. What have I done? What have I? Are these the best tales I can spin? A boy waiting to begin. A man of no memoirs. What have I done?
What have I done? And you're young and you're gonna be someone. And you're old and you're ashamed of what you've become. Well, take a look around you, you're preaching to the choir.